This year not only marks UMISA's celebration of 140 years of excellence and shaping futures, it is also the fifth birthday of one of its pioneering projects, UMISA Radio Station. Being a dynamic and vibrant radio station, UMISA Radio has grown and is home to an energetic bunch of 8 staff members and over 50 volunteering students. Going down memory lane, UMISA Radio was known as UFM 98.9 in 2008, then it was rebranded to UMISA Radio in April 2012, becoming what is now known as an online audio streaming-based radio station to cater for students living outside South Africa. UMISA Radio has produced the best of its best throughout the years.
You see, they're giving us so many dates that the world could possibly end. Hence, it raises my eyebrows. Anyways, it's UMISA Radio, the African voice. It's all about you on a blaze with Kenyu Emanuele. You can't miss it if it's in the morning.
We're just getting warmed up, sizzling through another number in a row on 98.9 UFM.
A touch of magic it is. Welcome to it. 10 minutes past 9, Saturday morning. This is the first show of the day on UMISA Radio.
And thank you very much for listening to this radio station from me. Anyway, I'm not speaking my language.
More fire.
It's me. I'm explaining fire. Myself. I'm gone. Listen to this.
UMISA Radio, the African voice. It's all about you.
Starting off our day, yes, our discussion or rather feature for today is student enrollment. Seemingly, it's the first show for UMISA Radio. I felt it was necessary for me to induct all those new students about how UMISA operates.
I need to tell you about the topic today. We're looking at the SRC structure and how it started back in the day. So we're paying homage to all the people who started it, and we'll be listening to a couple of interviews from Steve Biko.
We contacted UMISA's alumni to express their journey.
Magic Touch here. What I miss about UMISA Radio is being able to share my thoughts and ideas with people who are listening, and also being able to harness the skill, you know, because it's something that a lot of people take for granted, and I really respect the art of being a presenter. What UMISA Radio has taught me is to be able to take charge of a situation and make the best of it, manage my time wisely. You know, radio is all about managing time and making good use of every minute and every second counts.
I learned a lot from the radio station as well. I got the opportunity. I think it was a very good opportunity for me, and I'm very privileged. So yeah, I think it was a good one.
UMISA Radio has accomplished a lot since its inception in 2008, producing a string of household names in South African television, radio and print journalism. Amongst many, we spoke to Hawina Dixon, who was a sales and marketing manager for the UMISA Radio back in 2009.
I'm the former sales and marketing manager for UMISA Radio back in 2009. Currently, I'm the communications officer for the International Organization for Migration. During my time at UMISA Radio, which is the beginning days when it was really tough, I was the sales and marketing manager responsible for marketing and sales. A very fun position. I think I had the most fun position at the radio station. I managed to meet a lot of people, you know, like I managed to make networks, you know, in the entertainment industry. I managed to grow my skills in terms of brand development, marketing, public relations, and promotions. So it was quite a fun position, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
UMISA Radio's mission is to become the African voice, as it is a campus community radio station operated by students for students of the University of South Africa. Happy birthday, UMISA Radio!